Founding Ceremony, October 1, 1949, China marks a new chapter in Chinese history. At 2 p.m., the Central People's Government Committee, elected by the first plenary session of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, held its first meeting. Chairman Mao Zedong, along with Vice Chairman Zhu De, Liu Shaoqi, Song Qingling, Li Jishan, Zhong Lan, Jiao Gang, and Premier Zhu Enlai among the 56 committee members, announced their inauguration. The meeting resolved to establish the Central People's Government of the People's Republic of China, adopt the common program of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference as the political guideline, and declare that the Central People's Government of the People's Republic of China is the sole legal government of China. Willing to establish diplomatic relations with any foreign government that respects equality, mutual benefit, and territorial sovereignty. Following the meeting, the officials, including the chairman, vice chairman, and committee members, proceeded to Tiananmen Tower to attend the founding ceremony. At that time, there were 300,000 people gathering at the Tiananmen Square, eagerly anticipating the great historical moment. At 3 p.m., Lin Buqiu, Secretary General of the Central People's Government Committee, announced the start of the founding ceremony. Amid the cheers of the masses, Chairman Mao solemnly proclaimed to the world, "The Central People's Government of the People's Republic of China is established today." The square was suddenly filled with joy and excitement. In the national anthem of the March of the Volunteers, Chairman Mao Zedong pressed the button and raised the first flag of the new China. Everyone stood in awe and bowed their eyes to the flag. At the square, 54 guns fired 28 times, symbolizing the glorious journey of the Communist Party of China leading the people of all ethnic groups in the country for 28 years of struggle. The founding of the People's Republic of China is the greatest event in Chinese history and one of the greatest events in the world in the 20th century. It ended the history of exploitation and enslavement of the Chinese people of all ethnicities. From then on, the Chinese people became the masters of their own country, marking the beginning of a new historical era in the development of the Chinese nation.